It's almost like a little nudge from the universe, reminding us how closely connected listening deeply and finding silence truly are. I encourage you to integrate meditation into your daily routine, perhaps at the beginning of your day to set a positive tone, or during moments of stress to regain focus and composure. Regular meditation can significantly enhance your professional and personal life by fostering a sense of inner peace, resilience, and purpose. Welcome back to Unscripted Pivots, the podcast where we learn tangible ways to transform those WTF moments into Women That Flourish experiences. I am your host, Danielle Sproles, a certified executive coach for women. Today, we're venturing into the realm where Zen meets the bottom line, meditation in the business world. That's right, we're talking about swapping coffee breaks for meditation breaks and boardroom battles for a bit of mindfulness. Now consider this. How might meditation influence not just our individual stress levels and clarity of thought, but also the collective atmosphere and productivity within our professional environments? Interesting, right? Let's dive into why tuning into your inner peace might just be the next big power move in your career. So picture this. It's Monday morning. You've got a to-do list longer than a CVS receipt. I mean, seriously, those receipts are crazy long. And your coffee has yet to kick in, right? Sounds like the perfect time for meditation, right? Oh, no. Okay, so jokes aside, meditation is fast becoming the not-so-secret weapon of the business elite. Why, you ask? Because in a world where multitasking is an Olympic sport and the phrase, quote-unquote, I'm so busy, is worn like a badge of honor, finding clarity and calm is like finding water in the desert. But here's the kicker, ladies. It's not just about escaping the chaos. It's about transforming it into something productive. Imagine tackling your overflowing inbox with the zen of a monk, or leading a meeting with like the poise of a yoga master. That's the magic we're talking about. And before you think this is all corporate hippie talk, let me hit you with some science. Research has shown meditation can dial down stress, crank up concentration, and boost your creative thinking. Even better, it's been linked to top-notch leadership and decision-making skills. I mean, Oprah Winfrey, the queen herself, she credits meditation with changing her life, highlighting its role in helping her stay present and fully experience each moment. Her commitment to transcendental meditation has even led her to share the practice with her team, noting significant positive impacts on well-being and productivity. Oh, let me tell you, I personally know this to be true. In 2018, I was taught TM, as it is called by a local instructor. Diving into transcendental meditation was like flipping the switch on my inner universe. I mean, imagine me. A type A Jersey girl with all the fiery zest of a Leo, subtly finding this Zen oasis in the hustle. It's like I stumbled into a time warp where my days just magically expanded. More ticks on the clock, more tasks flying off the checklist, all while cruising on this cloud of serenity that's about as foreign to my natural state as can be. Truly, it was a game changer. My whole vibe got a makeover. Suddenly, I'm this efficiency guru, and it all the while, my inner chaos committee is on mute. I mean, who would have thought? So the next time you're debating whether to grab another cup of coffee or take a 5-minute meditation break, ask yourself this. Do I want jitters or genius ideas? And we need to talk about meditation and leadership. It's all about leading with a little less head and a little more heart. Mindful leadership is the new black, and for good reason, ladies. It's about being fully present, genuinely connecting with your team, and leading not just with your brain, but with your gut, too. Have you considered that maybe, just maybe, the best way to solve that team conflict isn't another memo, but a moment of mindfulness? Picture it, a boardroom where deep breaths precede big decisions. It might sound a bit out there, but believe me, a bunch of forward-thinking companies are actually embracing this approach. It's not just your usual business tactic, but it's catching on among the innovators and trailblazers in the industry. Now, this leads us to, what's it look like implementing it into the workplace? Introducing meditation into the workplace doesn't have to involve converting that conference room into a yoga studio, although, that sounds pretty cool. It can be as simple as starting meetings with a minute of silence or offering meditation apps as part of the company's wellness program. There's a challenge, right? What's the challenge? Well, maybe convincing Dave from accounting that meditation won't make him levitate. And the key is making meditation as normal as the morning coffee run, just with fewer espresso shots and more deep breaths. Believe it or not, companies big and small are hopping on the meditation bandwagon and seeing real results. We're talking less turnover, more productivity, and happier employees. It turns out a little in the office might just be the secret ingredient to business success. So let me ask you, are you ready to give it a whirl? Start small. Try a guided meditation for 5 minutes in your day. There are apps, YouTube channels, and even virtual workshops to get you started. And ask yourself, is today the day I swap my coffee break for a meditation break? Who knows? You might find yourself and your best ideas come when you are breathing, not brainstorming. So to wrap up, meditation in the business world isn't about escaping work. It's about enhancing how we work, lead, and live. It's turning that age-old mantra of time is money into mindfulness is money. Now, as we segue into our guided meditation session today, I invite you to join me with an open mind and maybe a closed laptop. Shut that laptop. Whether you're a meditation guru or a skeptic, there's something in this for everyone. Let's take this opportunity to pause, breathe, and maybe even find a little peace in our packed schedules. Shall we dive in? Five-minute meditation for empowerment and focus. Find a quiet, comfortable space where you can sit undisturbed for the next several minutes. Choose a seated position that feels natural to you, whether it's on a chair with your feet grounded on the floor or on a cushion with your legs crossed. Allow your hands to rest gently on your lap, palms facing upwards. When you're ready, softly close your eyes or lower your gaze to minimize external distractions. Let's start by focusing on our breath. Take a deep, intentional breath in, filling your lungs with air, feeling your chest and abdomen expand. Hold this breath for a count of three. 3, 2, 1. Now slowly release the breath, feeling a wave of relaxation sweep over you as you do. Continue this deep breathing for a few moments, with each exhale releasing tension you might be holding in your body. As you continue to breathe deeply, visualize a serene environment. It could be a quiet beach at sunrise, a lush garden bathed in morning light, or any place that evokes a sense of peace within you. Imagine yourself in this space. The sights, the smells, the sounds all contributing to your feeling of tranquility. With every breath, feel yourself more immersed in this peaceful environment. Now bring your focus back to your body, noticing any areas of discomfort or tension. As you inhale, imagine sending the breath to these areas, bringing warmth and relaxation. As you exhale, imagine the tension leaving your body, making you feel lighter and more at ease. Gradually, shift your attention to the area around your heart. With each inhale, imagine drawing in positivity, strength, and confidence. With each exhale, release any doubts, fears, or negativities you've been holding on to. Allow yourself to feel supported and uplifted by the air around you, embracing a sense of self-love and respect for your journey and achievements. Now let your breath return to its natural rhythm. Observe the rise and fall of your chest, the sensation of air moving in and out of your nostrils. If your mind begins to wander to the day's tasks or concerns, gently acknowledge these thoughts and then bring your focus back to your breath. Next, envision a golden light emanating from your heart, spreading throughout your body. This light represents your inner strength, wisdom, and the powerful presence you carry into every space you enter. Feel this light energizing you, filling you with the courage to face challenges and the clarity to make wise decisions. As you bask in this light, reflect on your goals and aspirations. Visualize yourself achieving these goals. Feel the emotions associated with the success and affirm your capability to bring these visions to life. Use affirmations that resonate with you, such as, I am capable. I am strong. I am a woman that flourishes. Hold on to this feeling of warmth and relaxation, and now imagine it transforming into a shield of resilience and strength that will carry you through the day. This light represents your inner calm, wisdom, and power, qualities that guide you in making thoughtful decisions and facing challenges with grace. As we near the end of this meditation, take 3 deep, energizing breaths. With each inhale, feel more awake and refreshed. With each exhale, feel ready to return to your day with a renewed sense of purpose and balance. Begin to bring awareness back to the present moment, feeling grounded and refreshed. Slowly deepen your breath, bringing movement back to your fingers and toes. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes, carrying with you the sense of peace and empowerment from this meditation. Take a moment to acknowledge the commitment you've made to your well-being and personal growth by taking this time for meditation. Remember, you can return to this space of inner calm and strength anytime you need.
So how did that feel? Was it strangely wonderful
or just strange. Just like with any new skill, meditation becomes more natural and effortless with regular practice. This is your opportunity to quiet your mind and tune into your inner voice. It's a fun fact to ponder. Silent and listen are made of the same exact letters, just mixed up a bit. It's almost like a little nudge from the universe, reminding us how closely connected listening deeply and finding silence truly are. I encourage you to integrate meditation into your daily routine, perhaps at the beginning of your day to set a positive tone, or during moments of stress to regain focus and composure. Regular meditation can significantly enhance your professional and personal life by fostering a sense of inner peace, resilience, and purpose. I hope you're leaving with a sense of curiosity and a spark to explore meditation further today. Embrace this practice. Let it be the sanctuary for you in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Until next time, keep listening deeply, embracing the silence, and remember, the journey inward is the most exciting journey of all. Thank you for tuning in, and take care, my WTF friends, until our paths cross again. Thank you for tuning into Unscripted Pivots and joining the WTF Women That Flourish community today. And when your next WTF moment hits, remember this, you are built to flourish. Please help spread the word, share this episode, and if it inspired you, a 5-star review would mean the world to me. It's a powerful way to help us reach more people just like you. In the show notes, you will find all guest information. And if you're thinking about working with a coach, I'd love to hear from you. My website is unscriptedpivots.com. There you will find not only my calendar, but WTF highlights and resources designed to empower you. Until next time, face challenges head on, knowing you're meant to flourish through every pivot. See you soon.